Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Landfall processes of severe cyclonic storm Rema likely to begin in 2 to 3 hours to hit Bangladesh and West Bengal coasts, causing heavy rainfall, says IMD. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs review meeting on cyclone. Indian Navy and West Bengal government gear up to deal with emerging situations in cyclone-affected areas. Poll campaigning in top gear for the last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior political leaders making all-out efforts to garner support. Government issues directions to telecom service providers for blocking incoming international spoofed calls. Around 670 people buried alive under massive landslide in Papua New Guinea. And in IPL cricket, summit clash between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Kolkata Knight Riders underway in Chennai. And now the news in detail. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that severe cyclonic storm Rema is very likely to continue to move nearly northwards and cross Bangladesh and adjoining West Bengal coast between Sagar Islands and Kepupara, close to southwest of Mongla, of Bangladesh, by midnight today. The IMD said that the landfall process is likely to commence during the next 2 to 3 hours. Talking to Akashwani News, DG NDRF Piyush Anand said that the maximum sustained wind speed of cyclone will be 110 to 120 kilometers per hour, gusting up to 135 kilometers per hour.
As far as NDRF is concerned, we already have deployed 14 teams in 9 districts which are likely to be affected, West Bengal, and we are fully prepared to handle this, and adequate follow-up action is taken whenever the landfall happens.
The West Bengal government is taking comprehensive relief and rehabilitation measures in view of Cyclone Remal, which is expected to make a landfall between Kepupara in Bangladesh and the Sagar Islands in Bengal midnight tonight. A special control room has been set up in the State Secretariat, Nabana. An integrated control room has also started working in Kolkata Police Headquarters to deal with the possible disaster. Kolkata Airport authorities have decided to suspend flight operations for 21 hours from today noon in view of the possible impact of the cyclone. In Tripura, the rainfall is expected to start from tonight and is likely to continue for 2 days under the influence of Remal. Advisories have been issued to district magistrates and collectors for taking up preparatory measures. Emergency operation centers at the state and district levels are functioning on 24/7 basis. The state officials have decided that the schools, educational institutions and Anganwadi centers will be closed tomorrow and the day after. Transport department has been advised to coordinate with railways, airport authorities and road transport for public safety. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting to review response and preparedness for Cyclone Remal. Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister, Dr. P.K. Mishra, Cabinet Secretary Rajiv Gauba, Union Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla and Director General IMD, Dr. M. Mohapatra were among those who attended the meeting. The Indian Navy has also initiated preparatory actions to provide immediate and effective assistance in the wake of Cyclone Remal. It has readied 2 ships equipped with humanitarian assistance and disaster relief response and medical supplies for immediate deployment to ensure the safety and welfare of the affected populace. Additionally, Indian naval aviation assets, including Sea King and Chetak helicopters, as well as Dornier aircrafts, are on standby for rapid response. In the neighboring Bangladesh, nearly 8 lakh people have been evacuated from vulnerable areas. Official sources said in Dhaka, volunteers have been deployed to evacuate people to 4,000 cyclone shelters across the country's coastal region. Campaigning continues for the 7th and the final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders are leaving no stone unturned to garner support in their party's favor. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed public meetings at Mirzapur, Mau and Bansgaon in Uttar Pradesh. He said that the country has decided to form the BJP-NDA government for the 3rd time because of its good intentions and policies. Mr. Modi claimed that he is dedicated to the poor, Dalits and backward people of the country. The Prime Minister said that the country is moving on the path of self-reliance in defence sector.
आज हम रक्षा क्षेत्र में आत्मनिर्भर भारत की ओर मजबूती के साथ आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। हमारे यूपी में डिफेंस कॉरिडोर बन रहा है, देश का रक्षा निर्यात 21,000 करोड़ रुपए से ऊपर पहुंच गया है। अब आप बताइए, देश में डिफेंस कॉरिडोर बनाने वाली सरकार होनी चाहिए या दिवाली वाली है?
यूपी चीफ मिनिस्टर एंड सीनियर बीजेपी लीडर योगी आदित्यनाथ एड्रेस्ड पब्लिक मीटिंग्स इन मिर्जापुर, चंदौली, गाजीपुर एंड गोरखपुर. ही सेड द कंट्री इज मूविंग टुवर्ड्स बिकमिंग अ ग्लोबल पावर एंड बॉर्डर्स हैव बीन सिक्योर इन 10 years. एड्रेसिंग पॉलिटिकल गैदरिंग्स इन सलेमपुर एंड बलिया, समाजवादी पार्टी चीफ अखिलेश यादव सेड टुडे पीपल वर अपसेट ओवर इंक्रीजिंग इन्फ्लेशन एंड अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट. ही सेड इफ INDIA ब्लॉक कम्स टू पावर दे विल वेव ऑल द फार्मर्स लोन्स. In Bihar, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah has claimed that his party has crossed 310 seats in the first 5 phases of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections, and in the last 2 phases, the party will cross 400 seats mark along with its National Democratic Alliance partners. He was addressing a rally in Karakat today. Addressing a public meeting in Jehanabad constituency, BJP President JP Nadda said voters have full faith in the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi because he has given a stable government. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav held a public meeting in Buxar in support of the RJD candidate. In Himachal Pradesh, Congress star campaigner and senior leader Rahul Gandhi addressed election rallies in Una under the Hamirpur parliamentary constituency and in Nahan in Sirmaur district under the Shimla parliamentary constituency, urging people to vote for Congress candidate. Mr. Gandhi promised that if the Congress party comes to power, 1 lakh rupees would be deposited annually into the accounts of every poor woman.
Notbandi ki Narendra Modi ji ne Hindustan ke sare chote vyapariyon ko khatam kar diya. Galat GST lagu ki. To isiliye har mahine sab garibon ko Hindustan ki sarkar 1 lakh rupaye saal ka de. Jis din tak ye parivar garibi rekha se niche honge.
In the series of key constituencies of the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on the Chandigarh Lok Sabha seat. The main contest on this seat is believed to be between Congress and the BJP. We have a report from our correspondent.
This time, Bharatiya Janata Party has fielded one of its senior leaders, Sanjay Tandon, from here, while Congress has expressed confidence in former Union Minister Manish Tiwari for the seat. Apart from BJP and Congress, Ritu Singh of Bahujan Samaj Party is also contesting from Chandigarh. In total, 19 candidates are in the fray from this constituency, out of which 13 are independents. There are a total of 6,59,805 voters in Chandigarh parliamentary constituency, including 35 transgenders, who will decide the fate of 19 candidates on 1st of June. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Akashwani News, Chandigarh.
Continuing in our series of key constituencies for the Lok Sabha polls, today we bring you a report on Damdam parliamentary constituency of West Bengal. Our correspondent has the details.
Damdam Lok Sabha constituency will go to poll on 1st June under the 7th and last phase of general elections to the Lok Sabha 2024. 14 candidates, including 5 independents, are fighting in this seat. There are more than 16,99,000 electors in Damdam Lok Sabha constituency, of which 50.69% is female. The incumbent MP is Saugata Rai of Trinamool Congress and he is fighting again in this election. He has held the Damdam seat since 2009. BJP's candidate Shilbhadra Datta was earlier associated with Trinamool Congress and was MLA of Barakpur Assembly seat. CPIM's candidate Sujan Chakraborty was a former MLA and MP from Jadavpur Parliamentary and Assembly constituency. Though the main fight is between BJP and Trinamool Congress, CPIM's candidate Sujan Chakraborty is a dark horse. Kalyan Laha, Akashwani News, Kolkata.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. The government has issued directions to telecom service providers, TSPs, for blocking incoming international spoofed calls. In a statement, the Ministry of Communications informed that fraudsters are making international spoofed calls displaying Indian mobile numbers to Indian citizens and committing cyber crimes and financial frauds. These calls appear to be originating within India but being made by the cyber criminals from abroad by manipulating the calling line identity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is proud of Payal Kapadia for her historic feat of winning the Grand Prix at the 77th Cannes Film Festival for her work All We Imagine as Light. The Prime Minister, in a social media post, said that the alumnus of FTII, her remarkable talent, continues to shine on the global stage, giving a glimpse of the rich creativity in India. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has also congratulated the Film and Television Institute of India FTII alumnus Payal Kapadia for winning the Grand Prix at the 77th Cannes Film Festival for her film All We Imagine as Light. In a social media post, Mr. Thakur said that this makes it the first Grand Prix win for the country and a nomination in the Palme d'Or after 30 years. About 670 people are estimated to be buried under a massive landslide in Papua New Guinea, a UN official says. The disaster hit the remote village of Kokholm in Enga province, about 600 kilometers northwest of the capital Port Moresby, on Friday night, when people were more likely to be sleeping. The head of the International Organization for Migration in Papua New Guinea, Serhan Aktoprak, said that the impact of landslide in the country's isolated Enga province was greater than initially thought. In the run-up to the 10th celebrations of the International Day of Yoga, the Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga, New Delhi, and the Ministry of Ayush will organize a special event tomorrow in Bodh Gaya in Bihar. Dr. Kashinath Samagandhi, Director of Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga, informed media in Gaya that as part of the 25th countdown event of the International Day of Yoga, the event will start tomorrow at 6 a.m.
21 जून को जो अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस हम मनाए जाते हैं वहां सभी लोग इसका अभ्यास करें. पिछले साल पूरा भारत भर में 30 करोड़ लोग इसका अभ्यास किए थे. इस माध्यम से आप सभी को मैं आग्रह करूंगा कि सभी लोग योग अभ्यास करें. अब की बार हमारा नंबर जो है 50 करोड़ तक जाना है.
The special event has been organized at the football ground of Magad University premises in Bodh Gaya. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu conceded defeat in the finals of the Malaysia Masters Badminton in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. The Indian shuttler lost to her Chinese opponent Wang Ji 21-16, 5-21 and 16-21 in the final match of the women's singles. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. we'll bring an insightful discussion on the rainwater harvesting with G. Ashok Kumar, former Director General of the National Mission for Clean Ganga, and Archana Verma, Mission Director, National Water Mission. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guest about the need and significance of rainwater harvesting. And in the final of the IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad have set a target of 114 runs for Kolkata Knight Riders. Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 113 runs, losing all its wickets in 17.5 overs after electing to bat against Kolkata Knight Riders at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai today. Captain Pat Cummins contributed useful 24 runs, while Mark Rahm made 20 runs. Mitchell Stark, Russell and Harshit Rana took 2 wickets each. KKR are looking for the third title after winning in 2012 and 2014, while SRH are expecting to win it for the second time after registering their first win in 2016. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Landfall processes of severe cyclonic storm Rema likely to begin in 2 to 3 hours to hit Bangladesh and West Bengal coast, causing heavy rainfall, says IMD. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs review meeting on cyclone. Indian Navy and West Bengal government gear up to deal with emerging situations in cyclone-affected areas. Poll campaigning in top gear for the last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior political leaders making all-out efforts to garner support. Government issues directions to telecom service providers for blocking incoming international spoof calls. Around 670 people buried alive under massive landslide in Papua New Guinea. And in IPL cricket final, Sunrisers Hyderabad set a target of 114 runs for Kolkata Knight Riders. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.